Thank you.
He came not from
the
what?
Precious, prior to the meeting. All right. Anyway, Parshas Kisavo, this week's Seder begins with some information that's pertinent to a Jewish farmer who has produce. First section is about Bikurim. Then, beginning in Pasuk Yud Beis of Perek Chavov, is the section relating to the Maisers. Specifically, what's referred to in the language of Chazal as Vidui Maisers. We know that there's a whole procedure that has to be followed when a person has produce. A person has land, and the land produces various different types of products. So the farmer is required to give a certain percentage of those crops and that produce to the Kohen of his choice, the friendly neighborhood Kohen of his choice. So that's called Truma. Truma is approximately 2%. 1/50th of the total produce. If he wants to be a little more generous, he gives a little more. If he wants to be a little less generous, he gives a little less. But let's say approximately 2%. One would give 1/40th if you're more generous, 1/60th if you're less generous. Yeah.
Doesn't that cheat out the Meister Shaney a little bit? Because you're going to have less than you should have because you gave more than Cohen?
But that's the din. The din is you can give more, yeah. So then you give 10% of what's left to the Levi. That's called Meister Rishon. Maaser Rishon, that's given to the Levi, that's 10% of whatever's left. After he gave the 2% to the Kohen, he gives 10% to the Levi. The reason Levi gets more is that the Kohen also, the Levi also gives to the Kohen afterwards. Okay. Anyway, then you take 10% of what's left after that, and now what do you do with that? That depends on the year. The whole agricultural cycle, as we know, is a 7-year cycle. The 7th year is Shemitah. None of these didn't apply during Shemitah. Likewise, during Yovel, didn't apply, presumably. But anyway, during the third and sixth year of that cycle, you give that second 10% to the poor. It's called Maaser Ani. And during the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the second cycle, you don't have to give it to anybody. You can eat it yourself, but you have to eat it yourself in Yerushalayim. That's called Maaser Sheni. And if you have too much produce to schlep to Yerushalayim, so you can do what's called Pidyon, and take the monetary value of coin, and you bring the coin to Yerushalayim, you spend it there on food, fine. Anyway, this is the cycle. Yes, that's the mitzvah. You have to go to Yerushalayim.
There's not something.
And spend it there on food, I don't think so. Anyway, then there's something else. It doesn't say exactly in the Torah what the date is, but the Chazal explains Pesach time at the end of each of the 3-year cycles. The first year, Maaser Sheni; second year, Maaser Sheni; third year, Maaser Ani. With that second 10% after you've given 2% to the Kohen for Truma and 10% to the Levi for Maaser Rishon. So in years after the first, after year 1, 2, and 3, and then again after years 4, 5, and 6, twice in a 7-year cycle, Pesach time, you have to make sure that everything has been given to the right people, all of the different ties, is what they're called in English, have been given to the right people, and you have to make a declaration known as Vidui Maaser. Vidui Maaser. Okay. Some of the commentaries wonder why in the world it's called Vidui Maaser. We usually associate the word Vidui with something negative, confession, admission, you know, it's Chodesh Elul now, right? So a little more than a week. Next month's Shabbos, not this month's Shabbos. Next month's Shabbos, start taking slichos already. So we're going to say Hashamnu and Al-Chait, you know, so that's Vidui. So how does Vidui come in here? In fact, you look at the Psukim, this seems to be the exact opposite of Vidui. Look at the Psukim. I did everything well. We'll read Pasuk Yud Gimel, it's the first source on the page. Parakov Vav of Doram Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'amartov Neshon Kachov B'yarti HaMakadosh Mal HaBayis. I removed all of the proper the holy things, the produce that's supposed to be given to the different people from my house. V'gam Nesati V'Lalevi V'Lager V'Lalevi V'Lager V'Layos V'Lalmona. I've given it to the Levi, and I've given to the orphans, or to the poor, and so on. I've given to everybody. K'chol mitzvot Hashem V'Sami, in accordance with all the mitzvahs that you've commanded me. Lo avarti mitzvasecha lo shachachti. I haven't violated anything, I haven't forgotten anything, and the subsequent psukim say, Shamati B'Kol Hashem V'Kol Sisi K'chol Hashem V'Sami. I've done everything you told me. It's a good thing. So what in the world are called Vidus? There are different answers. Soloveitchik once answered that the Vidui really means, in its essence, it means taking honest stock. So sometimes when you take honest inventory, So sometimes the person, you look yourself in the mirror and say, Taka, I did good. I did the right thing. You're very proud of your accomplishments. That's what you're doing. In a sense, I'm taking honest inventory on your pleas. Other times we look ourselves in the mirror, we're not so happy with what we see, right? So when it comes time to Slichus, Hashem Kippur, we're looking back on the past year, we realize you made many mistakes and so on. So that's one form of Vida. But here, Vida is just an admission of facts. And here, a guy did the right thing. So he makes a declaration. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And Toga.
Same route, same charge, yeah, exactly. Okay, so anyway, that's the pasuk. Well, what's one of the strange words in the end of source number one, the end of that pasuk? Pasuk says, "Velo shachachti, avarti mitosecha velo shachachti." I didn't forget. I didn't forget what? I didn't forget. I did what? So I didn't forget. I didn't forget what? So Rashi in source number two makes the comment, "Velo shachachti milavarech ala froshas maisos." Says as a reference to make your bracha. I didn't forget to make the appropriate brachas when I separated the requisite tithes. The brachas on trumas, the brachas on maisos. They're brachas, these are mitzvahs. And you make a bracha when you do the act of hafrosha, separating. There are really two stages. There's the hafrosha, separating the trumas and the maisos. Then there's the nesina, giving it to the proper people. There's a bracha on the act of hafrosha. So Rashi says, that's what it means here. Lo shachachti. I didn't forget to make the appropriate brachas at the time that I did the mitzvah. Rashi didn't make this up. Take a look at the third source. That's the Sifrei, the Medrash Halacha on Chumash Dvarim. Right? Actually, Sifrei is the plural. It's B'mibra and Dvarim together on two Svarim. But the section on Dvarim is Sifrei here in Dvarim. It's Piska Shin Gimel. It's the end of Piska Shin Gimel. So it says there, Velo Shachachti, Lo Shachachti Milavarech Umelahazkir Shimcha Alav. Remember, the farmer is making this declaration for our Kodesh Baruch. He says, I didn't forget to make a bracha and to mention your name, Hashem, in association with the performance of this mitzvah. I didn't forget to mention God's name when I did this mitzvah. And the truth is, the same idea appears in a Mishnah. Not only in the Sifrei, but it's in a Mishnah. Source number four, the mitzvah is in Maseches, Mishnah is in Maseches, Maaseh Sheni, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Maaseh Sheni is in Zroim, it's Mishnah. There is no Gemara Bavli on Maseches, Maaseh Sheni, there is Yerushalmi. So the Mishnah says in Maaseh Sheni, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Aleph, explain these tzukim and our sedra here in Kisavo. Kechol mitzvahs v'asher ha'yitzim v'son. I did everything that was commanded. It says you're not allowed to, for example, lo ifrashti mimin al she'en omino. When you take the tithes, it has to be from each particular species of produce. You can't separate, let's say you have apples and oranges, and so you have to give meiser from each. You don't say, well, I don't like apples so much, so I'll give the coin all the apples. I'll give the, you know what I do? You have to take the requisite percentages off of each particular min. So that's what you make in a declaration, a statement, that I did all these things right. It's got to be this year's produce, etc. And at the very end of the Mishnah, is the last line of this Mishnah, source 4. Just like the Sifrei. So that's presumably the source for Rashi here in our Sefer Kisavo. That's what he didn't forget about it. So the question which is possibly running through people's minds is that what the Torah is saying the farmer's declaration is supposed to be? You didn't make a bracha? What bracha? The brachas weren't, it's not in the Torah. Brachas in the Rabbanim, brachas were instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah many years later. How can we say that when the Torah says that the farmer has to make a declaration, I didn't forget to make the brachas. What brachas? No bracha? No requirement to make a bracha on the performance of the mitzvah according to the Torah. The only bracha we find for sure in the Torah is Birchas Hamazon. V'chalta v'savata v'rachta. So you have to eat and you have to make a bracha. Some say it means Birchas Hamazon. Some say it means any bracha achron, at least alamichet, but not barafoshes, whatever. But after eating, you have to make a bracha. But we never find that Birchas Hamitzvahs, brachas and Hamitzvahs required by the Torah. We didn't see such a thing. The other possible bracha that's deraisa, according to some Birchas HaTorah is deraisa. According to some Rishon, the Ramban holds like that, and the Ramban doesn't count it, and the Ramban in his addenda to the Sefer Mitzvah, the Ramban adds the Torah is also the based on Pesach Parashas Zina Kishem Hashem Lecha. Yeah, so that's the problem. The commentaries on Rashi, take a look at source number five, Rabbi Leon Mizrahi, right? One of the important commentaries on Rashi, they call it a super commentary. Rashi itself is a commentary, so there's a commentary, a super commentary, Mizrahi. Also, I don't have it on the pages, it's not on the Bar Ilan system, but the Gur Aryeh, the Maral Miprag, in his commentary on Rashi also says bother by the same thing. So let's read by the, it's more or less the same thing. So we have the Mizrachi on the page, we'll just read that. The Mizrachi says here on this Pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, Per Kovov, Dvarim Pasuk, Good Gimel, Velo Shachachti Milavar, Chalafoshas, Maizos, Pirush, what does it mean? What is Rashi? What must Rashi mean? Milushabechacha, U Milavarechacha, Beisachoshas, Amaizos. Not to say the Nusach HaBrocha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Alakenim, Alakom, Asher, Kedishonim, Mitzosavit, Tzivonu, Oh, whatever, Lahafrish, Meiser, and so on. No, that can't be what the Pasuk means. That Brocha didn't exist. But rather, in general, when you do the mitzvah, you should praise Hashem at the time you do the mitzvah. And that's the Mizrach right below me, the Varech, Birchas HaFroshas HaMaisers, Shehu Nusach HaBrocha, Shetiknu Anshe Knesak Do Loma HaFroshas Maisers. That's not, can't be what the Pasuk's referring to. It's not the Raisa. As the Mizrachi writes, Birchus kol mitzvahs ain't an element of Ram. Birchus mitzvah only darbaran, instituted years later. So you can't say that the pshat in this Pasuk is when it says, lo shachachti, it means I didn't forget to make the bracha in the sense of the Birchus mitzvah with the official text that the Rabbanan established years later, Ashek and Shalom Tzavaz. I mean, in general, when I did the mitzvah, apparently there is an Indian, when you separate Trumas and Isis, to make some sort of reference to the fact that you're doing this for the sake of the mitzvah, right? To mention Hashem's name in the context of the performance of the mitzvah. That's what the Mizrachi says. That's what the Maharami Prague says as well, yeah.
Would the bracha be a kiyum of this mitzvah, dear Isa?
That's what we'll see. That's what we'll see. Yeah. And that's what we're going to see in a second. Yeah, that's right.
Why would the pasuk be out of order then? No shachachti at the end.
And it should say before he did it. That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, what about the
No, we would have said the brach is over last year, so the brach is first. It should have said, I should have made the brach earlier in the process. But that's the answer. This is not a regular brach, so the rules of over last year, so at some point you can recite it.
Hold on, you can't do it over last year because the Shabbat might already happen. The whole year you were doing the proper thing, and I make it.
Okay, that's a different, right? Maybe before you separate. Maybe before you said that.
Supposed to be while he's actually.
Okay, that's interesting, Kasha. Maybe that's because it doesn't follow. You're used to the regular rules of brachas. Right? So maybe that's part of the point.
And the kiyum in the mitzvah here is not in the context necessarily all the brachos. Right?
Right. Well, here we're only talking about Shonas and Isis.
So it's not.
It doesn't follow the same pattern.
There's something inherent in the. That's what it looks like.
Okay, so now, that's what the Mizrachi says, and the Maharami Prague says the same thing. There's only one problem. And take a look at the one brachas next source number six. One of the problems. Next source number six. The one brachas of Memel Beis Gufa Amarav. The famous Machokas Rav and Abiyachan, which is not Nogeya so much the first part, but it's worth knowing. Anyway, call bracha Hashem Baz Koras Hashem, ain't a bracha. A bracha without mentioning the name Hashem, it's not a proper bracha. You can't just say Baruch HaTorah. That's why sometimes when we want to say something, it's not really a bracha. We just say, but like in the end of Hineni, Baruch HaTorah, and in Kippur, Baruch HaTorah, Shomei HaTfilah. You don't say Hashem, because there's no such bracha. Hineni was composed much later. It's not a real important part of the davening, technically speaking. It's a nice tefillah, but it's not a real bracha. So we just say at the end, Baruch HaTorah, Shomei HaTfilah. Other things like that. We do that, Baruch Dynamis. We don't say it's not a regular bracha, except if you're one of the mourners, you're saying it at the time, you know, of the Kriya, or when it's by the Ramaya, then you say it. But the people hear the news, they say Baruch Dynamis. I'm not a regular bracha. Anyway.
Baruch Mekadesh Shemcha Ba'avi.
Right, exactly, right, that's all. There are many such brachas. Good. Anyway, so the Bravata Rab says it's not a bracha without the Shem Hashem. Yochanan Amar Kol Bracha Shem Malchus ain't a bracha. Not only that, but you have to mention Malchus. Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Malchus has to be in a bracha too, in order for it to count as a bracha. Fine. And Amar Abaye Kavosu Mistabu the Tanya. So he wants to bring a riot to Abaye, he wants to bring a riot to Rab, because it says here, in our Pasuk, in Pashat Kisavo, Lo Vartim Mitzosecha Lo Shachach. You have a drasha that mentions a bracha and lahazkir shimcha, but ilu malchus lo katani, but it says nothing about malchus. That's a riot around. Okay, so Yochanan learns the text a little different. Yochanan, tani lo shachachti milahazkir shimcha umalchus chalav. Okay, he says no, it means malchus too. Fine. The machlokas Rav Yochanan is not my interest right now, but look in Rashi over there, source number 7, Rashi on that gemara brachas memem beis. What does it say? Mila Barachacha. Darshan is saying the same drosha. Right? That Gemara mentions the same drosha, slightly differently, but more or less the same drosha as we have in the Sifrei and in the Mishnah and Maaseh Sheni. And what does Rashi say? Mila Barachacha. Baruch Asher Kedishana Mitzosav Etzivano Lahafriz Truma Maaseh. Rashi spells out the Nusach HaBrocha. Mamish faket from what the Mizrachi and the Rebbe Maromi Prague said. They said, Rashi, this pasuk when it says Lo Avaritz Mitzosav Lo Shachachti cannot be referring to the fact that a farmer has to say, I didn't forget to make the Brocha, in the sense of a Brocha with a Nusach HaBrocha. It can't be the Brocha wasn't invented yet. So that's why the Mizrachi means a general reference to Hashem's name. Yeah, but Rashi and Brocha stuff in the days. I mean, you can't look what it says. Baruch Asher Kedishana, that's the Nusach HaBrocha. So, it presents with two problems. There's one, it's a kasha on the Mizrahi and the Gurari, because Lechora, Rashi in the Pasuk and our Sedra, and Rashi and Brochus, you know, it's the same Rashi, same person, so Mistama, he meant what he says over here in the Kisavo, referring or knowing what he says in the Gemara and Brochus, that's an actual text, not like Mizrahi and the Maharalim Shvarg want to say. On the flip side, but if that's the case, it makes no sense. To the back to our kasha that the Mizrahi and the Rara and the Maharal Prague raised. Namely, how could you say that the Torah is telling us that there's a formulation of a text of Nusach HaBrocha didn't exist yet for a long time later?
That kasha is actually a kasha on Abaye.
How are you saying that this is a Raya?
Yeah, okay, right. Nusach HaBrocha, right. Good. This isn't that. Enochanan. So we look in the next source 8.
What's the context of the Gemara? And brachot memam udbed. The Rabbanan or the Oraita?
The Rabbanan, looks like the Rabbanan, yeah.
Rabbanan. Yeah. What's the context of the Rashi on the Kitavo?
Well, to the Torah, yeah.
The Oraita.
Yeah, okay, but it's just...
That's the whole idea.
Okay.
I can be Halel, be me the Oraita.
Good. So we're on the right track. Let's see. So we'll take a look now at source number 8. Source number 8 is the Shittim Kubetis and Brachos Memam Beis. It's actually the Ritva. The Shittim Kubetis and Brachos is the Ritva. Take a look in the regular 5-volume sheet, or however many volumes you have, Shita Mekubetz and Brochas. It looks different than all the other Shita Mekubetz and all the other Mesechtas. All the other Mesechtas, the Shita Mekubetz literally means it gathered a compilation of different opinions. So we'll say it, because the paragraph, it says the end, who said it, the Ra'ah, or whoever it is said it. You look at the Brochas, nothing like that. Every paragraph is no, so you discovered later that it was the Ritva. Just got mixed up, and in the Mosar of Cook edition, the brown, you know, tan-colored Ritvas, the Ritva on Brachas. There is no, in the old Ritvas, there is no Brachas. Okay, but in the new Ritva, they put what was the sheet, what used to be printed as Shita Mekubetz and Brachas, as the Chidusha Ritva on Brachas. It seems to be agreed. Anyway, wherever it is. So I printed over here. He learns all Sugi differently. He said, he's coming to that same Gemara on Brachas. Lo Avarti Shalol Avrecha Lo Pirish Umi Brocha Chrona Kamar Dehimi Daraisa. The Ritva learns up the whole sugya differently. The Ritva says, when it says in the Pasuk, Lo Shachachti, he agrees, he means, I didn't forget to make a bracha. What bracha? The bracha achrona, after I ate the produce. That already works, because that's a daraisa. It assumes that al-mich is also included, not the further machlokes, that's the Ritva l'shitasa. Okay, it assumes that, but at least there I'm okay. There I could argue when the Torah says Lo Shachachti, and we're darshaning that to mean Lo Shachachti to make a bracha. What bracha? The bracha, okay, that it could not be referring to the farmer, according to the Torah, because that's the Torah to get bracha, that's a daraisa bracha. So the Ritva, you can learn the sugya like the Ritva, no question gets off the ground. But that's not what Rashi said. Rashi is talking about a shekel to sell and solve it. Lafish tumas and maizah. So the marshal.
Where does that fit into the context of what he's doing? He's giving tumas and maizah.
Right, so that's what's a little. Well, then he ate the produce. So that's a little schwer because the Ritva's sheet that doesn't seems to be it's another step. That's not part economy. Well, maybe that's why Rashi learned that way. But we're starting. It's a good point. But that's the problem with the Ritva. But the Ritva obviates our problem. It creates a different problem. Yeah.
The Bacha after it did the Masse.
Maybe. Right. That doesn't seem to be what it means, but okay, could
be.
Take a look at the Marsha. The next source.
Right.
The Marsha is in the Chiddush HaGadol there, Brachas Memam Beis.
Unless he's a coin, he's probably.
Right, he's eating it, yeah. Alright, take a look at the Marsha. He writes, again, he notes that the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni is not exactly parallel, because in our Gemara in Brachas says, if you take a look, there it put the two together under the word Lo Shachachti, Milavarech, and Lo Shachachti. Okay, it's slightly different, but okay, more or less the same. And look at the second line of the Marsha there. He says, Upirish Rashi B'chumish. The Marsha quotes the Rashi Chumash. Now I said, the Pirush Rashi Chumash, Milavarechacha, Alafroshes HaMaisis Ad Kamashon, V'chos Av HaRe'eim, The Re'eim is Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. Right, the Marsha quotes this Mizrahi that we had in the earlier source. The Chos of Re'eim, Pirish Loser Chachti, etc. You don't have to read the whole thing here because he quotes it. He said it cannot refer right to the Nusach Habrocha Lashir Kedushan Sovetzano Alafroshas Tumas Amaisus because Alafresh Tumas Amaisa because the Brocha didn't exist there. It cannot be, and therefore it must mean the general reference to Hashem's name. But if you look at the fourth line. Says the Marsha, due respect, V'ulai ne'la mimena sugi d'hocha. It seems that the Mizrahi forgot about the sugi and brachas, where Rashi says Mefurish that it's talking about the Berachas HaMitzvah with the regular Nusach. D'hocha, sugi d'hocha, the Muchach behedya, the Nusach Berachas HaFarshas Maizvah's Kai. It's clear from Rashi and Brachas, Mam and Beis, that he's talking about the Bracha on HaFarshas Maizvah's. The Berachas Kolamitzvah's Maizvah, the boy Shane, the Gam Shane, because the context is talking about Berachas HaMitzvah's, so it's talking about the regular Berachas HaMitzvah. So Gam, Shane Nusach, Tikla, Anshach, Hezon, the Komokum, Ikar, Brachas, Samchua, High Krob, so what did he say? So the Marsha answers more or less like I think it's what you were saying before. It's not a question. He says that, in effect, that what is a bracha? A bracha is the idea of being miyached Hashem, miyached Shmo, Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, hakol minu minu mein brachosav. In other words, basically when you do something, so you associate the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the, quote-unquote, the oraisa. The particular text that the rabbis and Rabbanan made up a bracha, that's like an asmachta, right? He says, samchua, samchua, a high krah. He says the whole notion of a bracha, in general, where do we get the idea Chacham made brachas on mitzvahs? Who said we never find it? You know, we make a bracha before tkiyah shofar, before sitting in the sukkah, and before lighting Shabbos candles, and before putting on tefillin. We always make bracha. Who says? Where does it come from? So the Rabbanan said so. Well, what's their basis? They didn't just make it up out of the clear blue sky. They have to make it. Why would the Rabbanan answer to make a bracha? Torah says to eat a piece of matzah, say a piece of matzah. We have to make a bracha. Asher kiddushon zavishon alachos matzah. Who said? The answer is the Rabbanan. So that's your concept of misakel. On what basis? We know that the Rabbanan didn't just make things up out of the clear blue sky. They want to make it life more difficult. So before you do the mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. Why would they make such a statement? So the Marsha seems to be saying that, guess what? This is the mocker. But the Torah says, Lo shachachti, and the drushas chazal, the extrapolation is middle of a rechacha, that there is an inyan when doing a mitzvah to be miyached, same shemayim on that mitzvah. And that's the notion which the Chachamim sort of used as a smachta for the notion of birchas hamitzvahs in general.
So the Chachamim have a makor for.
And in Bucham Zuman, yeah, Lashaymichel or whatever, yeah. So anyway, and Hanami. So he said, look at the third, at the end of that marsha. He says, V'inyano deboy b'chol brocha shame liyached shmo. That's the context of the sugya there. How do we start with Rav? Rav said a brocha needs what? The same Hashem, the whole purpose is to what? To associate this act with the name of Hashem. So you have to have the same Hashem, and I'll call me and me and so on. So he says, alright, so that's the Marsha. The Pnei Yehoshua, it's an interesting, important Marsha, is the Pnei Yehoshua there in Brachas says, he's bothered by a different problem, but he hammers home the point just on a slightly different way. This is really more like you get like you to this. The Pnei Yehoshua is bothered. You know, it's funny, the sugi and brachas there, the Afmem and Beis, when Abaye brought the raya to Rav, and look at the back in source number 6, the second line, Amar Abaye, Kavosu, the Rav Nistabur, D'Tanya, what do you mean D'Tanya? Tanya's a brisa. It's a Mishnah, Maisa Sheni. Right, a brisa usually we assume is a lower or slightly less authoritative than a Mishnah. Usually you want to bring a raya or a kashya, there's a Mishnah available, you quote from the Mishnah. There's no Mishnah, I've got a brisa, there's also a statement of panoim, okay, Tosefta, but it's not the same clout as a Mishnah. So the Pnei Yehoshua wonders, what do you mean they quote Abaye quotes a brisa to support the Mefurish and Mishnah in the end of Maaseh Sheni? Right, Perek, what we say was Perek, Mishnah Yod Aleph. Why would the Gemara say the Tanya, so the Pnei Yehoshua said Hanami? He says, I'm not Sugin Brokos, Mem and Beis, he says, Amar Abaye covered him with Kavosar of Mistab the Tanya, but Tzarech Lios Ditanan. It should say Ditanan. The Mishnah Shlema, he was Shilim Maaseh Sheni. It's saying before Shemishnah. Why does it say Ditanya? So he says, okay, that's what he says. Now, in the context of this discussion, so he says, we look towards the end, he says, Mashma de Chaya Levar Chalayim de Oraisa. El matzin lemeimer dahach drusha de lo shachach tin roch shimcha lav drusha gemuri el asmachta ba'alma. He says this drusha is not a real drusha. It's an asmachta. It's sort of like they were saying it's not a real. This is not the source, even according to Rashi, for this, this is not the source for saying a sheikh could have shot him as a lahakfish truman meiser. I thought you are born. He said, but this is an asmacht. It's not like the marshal. This is an asmacht. Now, what's interesting is that the Tosis Yontif,
yeah,
on that mission, Meiser Sheni, next story. So apparently, it's mentioned, bringing up the name of Hashem in general. That's sort of like with the Mizrahi and the Maharaj
Park. I didn't forget the name of Hashem.
I didn't forget to associate a Kodesh Baruch Hu with this act. Okay. That's the idea. Now, you look in the next source 11, the Tosis Yontif, is a commentary on the Mishnah. Of course, in the Mishnah there, in Meiser Sheni Parakei, Mishnah Yavala, he says, Milarech Mahas Kishmu Alav, he says, Utmihani ala Mizrahi v'Rabbeinu Begur Aryeh. I'm surprised, I'm stunned by the commentary of the Mizrahi and the Rabbeinu, the Tosis Yontif was a Talmud of the Maharal Mipraag. So I'm surprised the Rabbeinu, my Rebbe, and the Mizrahi. Shekosu wrote on this Rashi that it must be Shevach Vodah in general, because it cannot be the Bracha, because it's on the Darbonon. And that's what it means, right? It means something else. But he says on the fourth line, Be'ech taskim in Zer Perish, Achresha Gemara, Maisel Mishnah Zura proved the Rabbi Yochanan. The whole Bracha, like you were saying, Huda, the Gemara itself brings up this thing in the context of a discussion about Brachas, in that general context of Brachas, say, in Shem and Malchus. So why would they bring up this Pasuk if it's not referring to Brachas, the text of Brachas and Mitzvah? How in the world, you don't have to come on, not Kaga, that's what you were saying, Huda, you don't have to come on to the Rashi, even our Rashi, the Gemara brings this up in the context of defining the nature, the essence of Brachas and Mitzvah. So it brings this puzzle. Something it is talking about a brichas mitzvah. Ella hanochon, the three lines in the bottom of that Tosis Yontif there, as we have it printed here, source 11. Ella hanochon de Rashi nusach habrocha kamar. Rashi is referring not like the Tosis, not like the Mizrahi and the Gurari at the Maharal Mipraag want to say. No, Rashi nusach habrocha kamar. And he writes in parentheses, in brackets, v'cheinu beheged pirush Rashi parak ketz mivorkim. That meant, and it's exactly like Rashi says in ketz mivorkim, right? Baruch Hashem kishon svarach b'shuma meisat. So it says the Tosis of I. How could it be? Afal gav the rabbanon he asmechua akra the mi gria bracha asmechua akra mishal gav the rabbanon shesmichal on the cross. Yeah, bracha is the rabbanon, but this is the mocker. So now we're coming back, like the Marsha said, like the Panayashu said, but each in its own way, that this pasuk here in our sedus seems to be the mocker for reciting brachas, at least over the mitzvah of Afroshas, Trumas, and Maishas, and possibly by extension, all of the mitzvahs as well. That's the Tosis Yontif. Now,
this is more like the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah's understanding of Asmachta. It's not a mnemonic device.
Right, so that means the disagrees with the Rambam, I think, and others there. Yeah, that's right, right. It's not a, right, it's a, there's something to hang your hat on, so to speak. Now, if you take a look in the Tzlach, he quotes this Tosis Yontif, and he says, forgive me, the Tzlach is always in Brachas, Memo Beis, source 12. Another bit, Tzlach is written by the another bit, right, Rechesko Landau Prag. So he says, Kavos, Yom Estabra, Va'aniya Omer, Shadirim HaMizrahi. I think the Mizrahi is right. Right, the Tosis Yontif said, I'm surprised at the Mizrahi, but the Tzlach says, I think he's right. Va'aniya Omer, Shadirim HaMizrahi. And he says, Shari, because otherwise, look at the context. He says, Shari, the Mishnah Sham, Darish Kol HaKwa Kesed, a little like you were saying before. Okay? He says, it darshins the Pasuk in order. Kechol Mitzvasecha. Right? How are you going to say all these dinim that it refers to in the Pasuk are dinim daraisa? And now you're going to say, but the last thing, Lo Shachachti, right? That's only some kind of asmachta. It's a little schwer. It doesn't work. It's not in the flow, says the Tzlach. He says, Kechol doha imhikti mai shenarishma tzetzel ovartin zecha loy frashtin imino shenomino v'chol hani drosos gemuros heim. Every other drosha in the Sifrei and in the Mishnah mai shesheni based on the Pesukim here are actual drosas. So why would this one stuck in the middle be only an asmachta? They're all actual drosas gemuros heim, the dinim heim. They're real dinim. Okay. Umesayim velo shachach vech lahaske shimcho. That must also be a din. Umeato eich nefar zel asmachta al mitzvahs brachas v'tikno anshe klas agdola. How can you say that this pasuk is just an asmachta for the notion of brachas and mitzvah? What does it mean in its context? Doesn't fit in with everything else, which is actual din, an actual drosha. You know, so Zara Mistama, do Dugmas Habavas Hakodemus, Hakodmos. Mistama, this phrase should fit in with all the other phrases, right, which are actual drushes. Shakulam Dine Torahim, with drushes Mamis, Lord Smachta Alma. Everything else is the real drushes, real dinim, not the Smachta. And then, like you asked, the Imkev, oh, the Imkev, Lo Shachachti Madarashtabate. So if it's just a Smachta, what does it really mean then? All right? Harikol Hak, call it drushes, Steve. Ella vaday shaperish b'mishnahu kedivra mizrachi. Rather says the Tzlach Mizrachi is right. It's talking about a general al shevach v'hodol l'makom shechiev kol adam l'hodos l'boro shezikeru l'kayim mitzvah talo. A person who does a mitzvah has to thank our Kadosh Baruch Hu and b'mishabeach him for bringing this mitzvah. And then what does the Tzlach do? The Tzlach says, how come it says the Tanya not the Tanan? So he says, because there's a difference in the Brisa and the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about what's actually the Raisa, the actual drushes. The Brisa is talking about Milavarechacha, the Nusach HaBrocha. So that's why the Gemara Rav, in other words, you're both right. Really, in the end, you're both right. The Mishnah, Maaser Sheni, is talking about, says the Tzlach, the real meaning of the Pasuk, all these dinim d'oraisa, right? And what's the din d'oraisa here? To praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in association with the performance of this mitzvah. Why did the Gemara quote the Tanya? Not like the Penel Shul is a mistake, it's just a Tanya. No. The Gemara didn't want to quote the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is clearly not talking about Birchas HaMitzvahs. The Brisa is talking about Birchas HaMitzvah. That's why Abaye Taka brought it from the Brisa and not from the Mishnah. That's the Chiddush of Tzach to work that out. But okay, it's a little bit of a lumbus. But at the end of the day, I'm not sure everybody here is so far apart. Okay? There are nuances of difference, but at the end it would seem that there is an inyan to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch. You can't deny it. The Pasuk must mean something. Even the Tosfos Yontov can't be saying that everything in this Pasuk has a drush except that it's not kasha, very powerful. So therefore you have these different approaches, but at the end of the day what we've come out, our Chiddush so to speak, is that while we all know that Mid Birch are Mitzvah Drabbanon, but there is some sort of mocker, or at least an asmacht in some sense, at least with regards to first with Trumas and Maizes. Now, there's an earlier Gemara in Brachas, Daf Tes, Roman Aleph, source 13. And again, the context is not that important. It's talking about a cheresh and a daber vein of shamea. And a mute, okay? A deaf. He's deaf, he can speak. So it says he can't give truma, but if he does give truma, that's the whole machlokas, what mitzvah, somebody who's a cheresh is chayavin. Okay, so this is a famous passage in that regard. And one of the issues is that he can't make the bracha. If he can't speak or he can't hear himself make the bracha. So the Gemara says, is that similar to Kriya Shema? We also have to hear yourself. And one of the things the Gemara says in concluding that sugya, look at the last line, Elagabe Kriya Shema Daraisa. Rabbi Yossi Yishin is only by Kriya Shema Daraisa. Abel Truma Mishum Bracha. By Truma, the whole discussion is a bracha, or bracha Darabonon. So the Gemara says, Mefurish on the Pes Vav and Alvin Brachas, that Brachas on Mitzvahs are the Rabbanon. And if you take a look, Rashi explained, this was 14, the first two Rashi is working out the Sugi, and it's late, so I won't go through the whole Sugi. Rashi, Brachas Rabbanon, how do you know Brachas Rabbanon? Where do we see Brachas altogether? Famous Gemara Psachim, Dav Zayin and Beis, Rashi quotes it here in Brachas Pes Vav. The Amar Rabbanon, Kala Mitzvahs Kulam, the Varachalan, Ovalasiyosun. The Rabbanon instituted that whenever you make perform a Mitzvah, you make a Brachas prior to the performance, Ovalasiyosun. Which we do 99% of the time. By the Ashkenazim, we wash the Tilsa Dayim before making the bracha, make the bracha afterwards, but before you dry it. Tilsa, that's still called before because you're not done by Tefillah, women by the Ashkenazim, Father Bahag, so the Shabbos candles, Mikra is the one and only exception. Everybody agrees. So, okay, so, but anyway, it comes out that that's the makkah for brachas. So it's interesting in the Jewish Chiddush Rekivi Eger, so it's 15. The Jewish Rechidish Rekivi Eger on that Gemara Brachas Daf Tesvav, he refers to the later sugya of Brachas Daf Mem and his whole discussion, and he said, the brachas have to be the Rabbanon because of the brachas. That's why I got to do it before. After he discusses, he does the connection. We look in the parentheses. He said, Rekiv Eger, so look in the brackets. Verse 15, Rekiv Eger said he was asked by a certain Talmud Chacham, a kasha against that tzlach. Hikshali Talmud Chacham Echad, Amashakos of a tzlach, Bechidush of the Kamon, the tzlach later, that mem, that we saw, the Pirish of a season, the Shachach, the Rabbanon, the Raisa, after brachas Rabbanon, we call Mokum, the Chudman, a Torah, he said, why does this Gemara over here say the bracha is Rabbanon? According to the Tzlach Slumdus, we said the bracha, the text of the bracha is Rabbanon. It's like you said before about Hallel. He said about Tefillah, right? Tefillah is Doraisa, but the text of Tefillah is not Doraisa. And the Samos is Doraisa, but the text is not Doraisa. It's the same thing. The concept of a bracha is Doraisa too, but the but how that seems to be against this Gemara. This Talmud Chacham asks of Rekiv Eger, where the Gemara says Mefurish Brachah D'Rabbanan. So he says no. He says Okay, no, it's not. You can make the bracha afterwards. You asked him before. It's exactly your point. And I know what you said. It doesn't follow the regular dinim of brachas. Okay, that's Rekiv Eger. To summarize it neatly, I think the Malbim, so it's number 16, in the Parash HaTorah Mitzvah, the Malbim, here in Parshas Kisavo, says, Parakoflov again, Pasuk Yud Gimel, our same discussion, the Malbim says, Lo shachachti hu miyusa. The whole phrase is funny. What a lo shachachti what? Like we said at the beginning, the darsha b'sifri shelo shachach levracha lafoshes amaisus. The afsha bracha rak medivrei sofrim. Even though bracha only drabanan, kasu amefarshim. We put all the mefarshim together. We just did it, but the Malbim is summarized in two lines. Kasu amefarshim. The mefarshim say shemidoraisa mechuyev lahazkir shem shamayim. Right? Midoraisa, you have to maskir shem shamayim alafoshes from us amaisus. The ato who asked before. Is that, are you Mekayim the Daraisa by saying the bracha? So you asked it, right? So the Malbim says in the Furish, V'ata k'shetiknu levarech, harei yotza alas karas Hashem, ayy der bracha. This Daraisa requirement, you asked it, this Daraisa requirement, in maskar Hashem Shamayim, you are yotze through reciting the bracha, bracha to Hashem, and that's exactly what the Gemara in the bracha says, nothing. You have to mention the name of Hashem in the bracha. So it all comes out very neat. The truth is, that when we're coming up, the sort of the chiddush that we're coming up with tonight, putting everything together, is that we always assume brachas d'abanan, brachas mitzvah d'abanan. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah to say a bracha. But why brachas Muslims d'araisa? Brachas Torah is maybe d'araisa. But here we're seeing that, at least in terms of the source of mentioning the name of Hashem in association with mitzvahs. Now again, I'm making a jump. We only see it by our freshest trumas and mitzvahs. But perhaps by extension all mitzvahs, because we have to figure out a reason why this should be different. You asked before. Maybe it's not any different. This is just the paradigm. This is the example. But it's true by all mitzvahs. So now there's a d'araisa source for the concept of brachas mitzvah. But the truth is, the Yerushalmi says it. Okay, if you take a look in the Yerushalmi, source 17, the Yerushalmi in Brachas, Parak Vavalach Aleph, Mem Aleph and Beis in the Vilna Yerushalmi, it says, Uminayin Shekol HaMitzvah Tunas Brachas, Tunas Bracha. From where do we learn that a mitzvah needs a bracha? Now, you have to ask somebody who's, you know, like a Talmudist, but it seems to me, when the Gemara asks Akasha Minayin, they're looking for a pasuk. It's a deraisa. You don't usually find by Din Rabbanan, Minayin, they have to do this, I don't think. Right? The Yerushalmi says, Minayin Shekhar. Sounds like it's a deraisa. And lo and behold, they answer with a pasuk. Rabbi Tanchuma, Rabbi Abba Barkan, Rabbi Shimon Lezer, quotes a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. V'etna l'chos luchos evin, v'ha Torah v'ha mitzvah. Hikis Torah l'mitzvahs. Ma Torah tu'una bracha, af mitzvahs tu'una bracha. Says the Yerushalmi, now that's a given in the Yerushalmi that they hold that is the right, so you need a bracha. But assuming like that, we said that's machlokas Ramban Ramban Kum machlokas Bava in the Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi is clear, the given over here, that Torah requires a bracha. So since the pasuk has the expression the Torah v'hamitzvah, the pasuk is linking Torah and mitzvah. Says Yerushalmi, just like Torah needs a bracha before brachas Torah the raisa, so too mitzvahs need. So there is this shita that brachas mitzvah the raisa. The first shita in the Yerushalmi, I quoted the pasuk for in source 18. It may be Machokas Babi Nushami. That's what the Siv and others want to say. I quoted the pasuk for you there. It's Shmos Parakav Dal Pasuk Yud Beis. If you look in the Babli, on Daf Hey and Aleph, there in Brochus again, the Babli has a whole different read on that entire pasuk. I quoted it for Amar Levi Barcham of Shimon Lokish, my Dixiva Eno Lachos Luchos Eno Torah Vamitzah Shekosabdi Larosom Luchos Eno Laser Sadibras Torah Zemikra Vamitzah Zumisha Shekosabdi Elon Minuksuvim Larosom Zetalmud Melamit Shekulam Nitlo Moshe Misinai. So the Bavli has an entirely different drasha from that pasuk. They're not makish Torah l'mitzvah. So it could be that our issue here is taka machokas the Bavli Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi learns from that pasuk that there's an inyan to say brachas mitzvah, the right inyan to say a bracha before performing a mitzvah. Hashem Kain, the Bavli uses that pasuk for a whole different teaching. So you could argue that the Bavli doesn't accept that drasha. You could argue that according to the Bavli, there is no mitzvah to say, there's no doraisa to say a bracha before a mitzvah. That's pure derabanan. But according to Yerushalmi, it's not so pure derabanan. What we're saying here is that maybe even according to the Bavli, not from this pasuk, but from our psukim, there was a notion of being maskir shem shamayim in connection with the bracha. I have with me the Talmud sheets, but the Netziv. His commentary on the Gemara, on that same Gemara in Brachos. Daf Mem and Beis in Brachos, and Sif's commentary on the Shas is called Merome Sodeh. It's based on a pasuk in say for Shoftim, it's an Haftarah of B'Shalach, of Dvorah. So she mentions in Naftali al Marome Sada, she refers to a different Shvatim who came to help in the battle against Israel. So it says in Naftali al Marome Sada. His name is Naftali, that's the Nun Mitziv. They call this Sefer the Marome Sada. Anyway, so on this Gemara and Brochus, Daf Mem, the Mitziv says, he has the Kasher Tosis Yontif, and he says the whole thing. Okay? But he quotes this Yerushalmi, and he says he thinks that. A different interpretation. He says he doesn't want to extend this to all mitzvahs, but he says the comparison is to Torah. What's the difference of Brichas HaTorah? What do we mean when we say Brichas HaTorah is Zaraisa? So he quotes, we've discussed this years past. The Mishnah Yaakov, he quotes, the Mishnah Yaakov says when we say that Brichas HaTorah is Zaraisa, it's not talking about the Brichas HaTorah we say in the morning. It's talking about the Brichas HaTorah when you get Aliyah. Okay, that's the Brichas HaTorah Zaraisa. So the Tziv has this Lamdus. Whenever there's an idea of being motzi other people, there's a mitzvah you're performing with other people, then the bracha is d'oraisa. And he says that's the case with Trumas and Maisis, because you have to give it to the Kohen and Levi and so on, it involves other people. Okay, so an interesting nitziv. But without the nitziv, again, we have this idea that there's some kind of mucker on the d'oraisa level. The truth is, with Tzipes of Frank, here in Parsha, and the sefer is called Har Tzvi, Hala Torah. So here in Parshas Kisavo, on these Tzukim, in our Sedra, he quotes the Rashi and the Mizrachi, the whole thing, and he mentions this Yerushalmi. That's how first it was alerted to this Yerushalmi, is from here. I was alerted to this in the Sefer Paris Yosef HaChadosh. So he is Mitzrayim, this discussed all Sugim, he's Mitzrayim this Hartzi. So he thinks it's a Drosha Gemurah in Yerushalmi, that is Brichas HaMitzvah D'oraisa, and he says that's the answer to the question of the Mizrahi and the Maharami Prague. We ask the Kasha, how can we say that the farmer, how can Rashi say that the farmer makes a declaration, Lo Shachachti, he's referring to the Brichas HaMitzvah? So what's the answer? Yeah. Rashi holds, like that Yerushalmi, that it's the Brichas HaMitzvah, the Raisa too. So the same way the Ritva that I showed you says that it's going to Brach HaChorah, which we all agree is the Raisa, but I said, no, it's going to Brichas HaMitzvah. Oh, Brichas HaMitzvah is the Rabbanon, that's the Mizrachi's Kashan, the Maharami Prize Kashan. Says the Hatzri, according to this, nothing doing. Rashi is going based on Yerushalmi. Now, then he goes on an interesting piece here.
Why the Chiddush of the Nitziv is that if you have a bracha that depends on fuel,
or it involves other people, that's a Nitziv, it's a different Chiddush. I don't know what I'm saying, everyone agrees to that. I mentioned that as an aside. But the Tzipes of Frank is saying that maybe Rashi is following Yerushalmi. Well, he goes on to say, it's very interesting. He says, that doesn't mean that's the halacha. He says, in an important yisod, he says, when Rashi is perishing the Chumash, he's trying to give you pshat. Okay, he quotes other places where, like for example, he says, within 30 days, right? He says, Kibasuko so shavti is b'nei Yisrael. Right? So he says, Rashi and Chumash says, Arane Kovet. That's a machlokas. Sukkos Mamash Arane Kovet. Why is Rashi calling one shita? And Taki's quoting the Elezer against the Akiva and so on and so forth, right? So he says, no, because Rashi is saying the more pasuk pshat is, that's what it means. So, again, how do you prove that? But that's what he says over here. And it's interesting, he says that when Rashi and Chumash Darshan's on the pasuk no chos luchos even the pasuk pasuk kisisa, he says like the Yerushalmi, he says Rashi Shitosos, he works it out nicely. But in any event, this may well be the way Rashi learns. But in any event, whether Rashi learns that way, he doesn't learn that way, there's certainly a mukkar for kaza the brochas d'oraisa, the kashrut lover go. Contemporaries, he died after
Kuk.
Oh yeah. He outlived Al-Kuk. He lived later than Al-Kuk. I mean, they were contemporaries, I think.
Because Al-Kuk says that if it's not practicality, it doesn't have any implication. Then Rashi would do whatever is more...
Whatever is more pshat-oriented. Okay. The Kadrig Lovergon, and say for Eretz Tzvi, Shalom Jewis Eretz Tzvi, Echelek Aleph Simen Chav Zayim, he says, he quotes the Zohar also, but he quotes that Gemara in Brachas, the Daf Tezvo, and he says that also, it's a similar thing, that by other mitzvahs, you have to. We learn it out. We compare it to Birchas HaTorah, and just like Birchas HaTorah is deraisa, so too over here. And he says when it's only when the Gemara says derabanan, that's talking about somebody who already said Birchas HaTorah. The other case, anyway. Again, all these achronim say the same in the same general yisod. But now we have to ask ourselves the following question. By the way, I printed the Minchas Chinuch, right? Let's look back at the Minchas Chinuch. It says it also. It's a tough lamed. In the new editions, it's Os Vav. I am the prima godin b'psicha shemei v'yerushalmi l'man d'shila b'chtar d'araisa huad din b'chza mitzvah. The Minchas Chinuch quotes there in Mitzvah Tov Lamed, and he says the Prima Gadim in his introduction to Hilchos Brachos says, Yerushalmi, if you hold b'chza Torah d'araisa huad b'chza mitzvah, she'iskish Torah mitzvah, so like we said before. Okay? And but he said it's only asmachta, and the lo matzina b'chol aposkim shusovim the brichas hamitzvah yumin haTorah. So at the end of the day, nobody believes that we don't hold the brichas hamitzvah deraisa. Okay, maybe, but nonetheless, it could be that there is some inyan deraisa, as we've demonstrated, and that's what he says at the end, shevach and so on, some kind of praise, and that's what the Chazal based it on, the same idea. But now we have to ask ourselves the question, why? Why should there be an Indian to say a bracha on a mitzvah? What's the idea of saying a bracha? In other words, we said it may even be rooted in the Raisa. And I'm not talking now only about Afrosha, Tumas, and Maisas. One could make the case that this whole discussion is all about Afrosha, Tumas, and Maisas. Then you have to come up with a reason why it should be given any other mitzvah on which we say a bracha. So let's assume for a moment that now, our Chiddush of tonight, Birchas HaMitzvah, the Raisa, at least the Raisa Mokor. What's the reason for it?
Which Shem and Malchut?
Well, mention the name of Hashem at least. I don't know Malchut, but at least the name of Hashem. The miyachid shem shamayim in association with the mitzvah. Why? So yeah.
Might be contingent on whether mitzvah tzirkos kalama.
Okay, good. So look at the chiddush haritva in Psachim Dav Zayin Amud Beis, printed in source 21. Psachim Dav Zayin Amud Beis says the chiddush haritva. Kosa ritzal the tam zeh she'omru chazal avorcha lemitzvah over lasiyosu. That's the sugi there. Kedei shi'iskadesh tchila bebracha. The Yigala, the Yodia, Shu Osa, Osa, Mipnei, Mitzvah, Shemizbara. I'm not eating matzah now because I'm interested in a cracker. I'm hungry. I'm not sitting out in the sukkah because it's a pleasant evening. I want to eat outdoors. I'm doing this action, and it sounds almost like a chassidish. It's a ritva, a rishon. He's saying, it's not a shem yichud. I mean, he's saying, a bracha is there so that it's clear that I demonstrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu to myself that I'm doing this act now because it's the Ratzon Hashem. Okay? He says, Yigala v'yodia shu osa osa mitnei mitzvah Hashem yisbarach. That's why you make a bracha, says the Ritva. And v'od, ki abrachas me'avodas ha-nefesh, v'roi lahaktim avodas ha-nefesh l'maiseh shavodas ha-guf. The bracha is something from within the neshama, so to speak, the nefesh. Right, you're speaking from inside, so it's proper to do that before you do the action with your body. That's avodas haguf. Again, it sounds like a chassidish pshepel, but it's in the rishon. I'm not saying that derogatory. It's beautiful, but he says that's the ritva, saying that's what a bracha is. So it makes sense to say that there is some doraisa part of that, just like tefillah. You know, it's like the Ramban doesn't count the daily tefillah as a mitzvah, the mitzvah, one of the Tayag mitzvahs, the Rambam does. So there are many explanations of Ramban, but some say that the Ramban, you know why? Because you can't mandate praying to Hashem. It has to flow from within, right? I mean, it has to. But there are smachtas, there are references. So maybe the same thing here. A bracha should come. You should want. You should have this inner need, this avodas hanefesh, like the Ritva says, to demonstrate I'm doing this action now because of the mitzvah to do so. That's what the pasuk means. And then later on, Chazal standardized the text to say it. And what is the text? Hasher kiddushanu mitzvosav. You made us give us kiddusha.
But that's also the what Del Rashba said.
Yeah.
Why you don't have a bracha?
Certain mitzvahs you don't have brachas.
You
right?
Don't have until Del Dam Chavro.
Right, because if it's anybody.
Well, you don't require it.
Right.
There's
right.
No need. Yeah. To demonstrate that you're doing it because it's a mitzvah.
Right. But Aruch Haveru, it takes away. It's almost like you're saying, all right, I don't really want to help you, but I guess I have to because the mitzvah. Let me say a bracha. Right. That's the many answers. I think Ramipal knows, and Aruch Haveru once said something like, that they quoted him, he said, what would be if you had to make a bracha on a Ben Aruch Haveru, and a guy comes, you know, knocking the door, right? Remember that? The guy's starving and needs food. Oh, I had the opportunity to the guy in the mitzvah tzvaka. Wait 1 second. I think he has a jacket and his hat. And he puts on the guy to go to the mikveh. And by the time the guy dropped dead, right? By the time you get ready, you say l'shei nichu and get right? Mitzvah chaver, a guy needs something, help him right now. Then find the bracha. Okay. Anyway, but that's the ritual. I want to just end off in the next few minutes. The Rav had a different derech in explaining the idea of a bracha, brichas hamitzvah. So I'll basically had a different approach. It's written up. I forgot to bring it. If you want to see the look itself, Rav Shechter writes in Eretz Hatzvi, his sefer, in Simen Gimel Os Yud Zayin. There's a whole kuntus on Brichas HaMitzvah, so it's Simen Gimel of Eretz Hatzvi, and this particular piece in Os Yud Zayin. And this is a classic Brisker kind of approach, okay? Because your starting point is the following. There's a Gemara in Brachas stuff, Nun Aleph Mun Aleph. Basically, as you sowed is, I'll say it outside first. Basically, sowed is, that, what do you mean you're doing a mitzvah? What's the ultimate purpose of a mitzvah? Is to somehow get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What gives you the right to do that? You can just walk up and get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's LMI in Brisker terminology. You need a matir. Right? And Briskers need a matir for everything. So you need a matir. Right? So you have to have a, what is a matir? It allows you to do this. You want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there has to be a permit. To go ahead and, you can't just, you know, you want to see the president, you can't just walk into the White House and say, hi, I'm here. You have to have a permit, a paper or something that authorizes you to enter. So, tefillah needs a matir, right? The Rebbe says, Hashem sosai tiftach. Why is that part of the Shemoneh Esrei, the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei? Hashem sosai tiftach, v'yigito sech. It's not part of it. See, that's the matir to begin the tefillah, right? And again, we're a typical Brisker kind of approach. So, but the Rav said he had riot to this idea. If you take a look, I printed over here, source 22, is our Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Aleph Min Aleph. Just something else I want to say from the Kasha Glover going. What I read before is in the Siman Chav Zion, but he has in the Siman in Siman Tet Zion, in the comment on the bottom, and he says this similar thing. He says, let's find the right line. He says, you know, when you eat, so you're eating, should you have a bracha, so your eating will be l'shem shamayim. That's like a bracha before eating. Okay? And that's what he says, the same thing by the Brichas HaTorah should also be, he quotes that ritva, right? Avodas HaNefesh, Kor Avodas HaMaisa. So also, he says the same thing here, and he hints it maybe with other mitzvahs also. Afilu b'mitzvahs. Okay? Gam b'mitzvahs tarach birurin. You have to clarify why you're doing the mitzvah. Okay? That's what I say. He says that pshat that I was saying before, and he quotes that ritual. But getting back to the Rav, getting back to the matir. So take a look in the Gemara in Brachos, Nun Aleph Min Aleph, source number 22. The Gemara says, Boy Minerv Chista, Misha Achol Veshos Velo Berach, Masha Yachzor Yivara. What if a guy ate and he drank and forgot to make a bracha? Should he make the bracha now? Go back and make the bracha now? So the Amar Lahu, Misha Achol Shum Recho Nodev, Yachzor Yachol Shum Acher, If you ate garlic and your breath smells, Rashi explained, should you eat more Kedesh Yasuyah, Yosef Klomar, Yosef Al-Sukhano, V'yasa Brochel Matala. This guy, a guy eats a lot of garlic, so what are you going to do to get rid of the smell of garlic? Eat more garlic. To make it worse. This guy already ate and didn't make a bracha. Okay, that's bad enough. Now we're going to tell him, okay, make a bracha. It's not chal anything. So he did two bad things. He ate without a bracha, and I made a bracha Matala. So it can't be. All right, anyway. But if you're in the middle of eating, you're still, okay, a question by whether you can make a bracha afterwards. So says the Gemara, again, Ravina says you can make a bracha even after you ate. What's his raya? The Tanya, Toval, the Allah, Omer Bal Yoso, David Mishra 4, Baruch Asher Kedashan Zonah Ala Tvila. A ger who converts makes the bracha of Ala Tvila after he comes out of the, after he's immersed in the mikveh already. Okay, he did the mitzvah already. But he makes the bracha afterwards. Now, even though, one second. So, even though he made did the mice, he makes the bracha afterwards. The Gemara wants to say, well, just like he can make a bracha afterwards by the tefillah, he can also make a bracha afterwards, even if he ate already, even, you know, he's done eating. And the Gemara rejects that. Why? Once I go over there, the guy couldn't make the bracha before. He wasn't Jewish. How could he say, Basher Kedishonim to Sovet Sivano? He's not Kedusha. There's not a Kedusha yet. He's not Kedushonim. It's also, he doesn't have any Kedusha. So, therefore, we have no choice. But because the Trilah said, yeah, you have to make afterwards. Okay. I would have had a simpler answer, as the Rav said. Why don't the Gemara just said, what do you mean? You bring a Raya Berachas Hanenin, from a din of Berachas HaMitzvah, maybe it's not the same din. Maybe Berachas HaMitzvah and Berachas Hanenin have separate rules. Why would the Gemara, they want to bring a riot to a shot of a Berachas Hanenin from the Psak regarding Berachas HaMitzvah? What are you talking about? Maybe it's not the same rules. So the Rav said, since the Gemara didn't reject that, okay, the Gemara didn't say that. I'm going to print it all around so you can look. But since the Gemara didn't give that rejection, so Taka, Berachas HaMitzvah and Berachas and then that Taka, you could argue, do have the same rules. So the Mela, what do you mean the same rules? So the, and if we take a look, it's printed in source number 24. What is the din taka if you made a bracha without, you ate without a bracha? I'm sorry, did a mitzvah without a bracha. What's the din? You asked the Baron about Shkita. So the Rambam writes, in Hichos Brachas Perkid Av Alocha, hey, that's the next source, okay, in 24, and we're almost done. Ha'os a mitzvah lo birich, if a guy did a mitzvah without making a bracha, can you make a bracha afterwards? Says the Rambam, it depends on the type of mitzvah. If it's an ongoing mitzvah, let's say in the sukkah. So I sat down in the sukkah, forgot to make a bracha. Okay, I'm sitting there for an hour. But I'm going to sit for another hour. So make the bracha now. It's an ongoing mitzvah. I'm wearing tefillin, so I'm still wearing tefillin. So that's what he says. Those kind of mitzvahs, go right ahead and make a bracha. That's an halacha hey. Halacha vav, alim shachat lo bracha, vashechted, done. Done. They're not ongoing. I can't say the bracha now. I did it already. Right? Can't say it. Or make kizdam, other things that he mentions. Okay, and he says the one and only exception in the world, Halacha Zayin, is Tefillas Hagei. Have no choice because he can't make the bracha. Now that Ram says the one and only exception I mentioned before about Hadlokas Neves on Shabbos we Ashkenazim. All right, so that's another sugya, but that's the Rambam. So you can't make the bracha. The long shach, which I printed on the page, no time to go through it. Now, the printed shach is in the Yisrael Shchita. Shach is in Hilchos Shchita in the Yoredei Simin Yud Tes Siv Kotan Gimel, because not everybody agrees with that. He quotes Agos Hashri, which is based on Or Zeruah, who says nothing doing. You can make a bracha afterwards by Berachas HaMitzvah. As long, doesn't mean 4 days later, but as long as you're around the same time, you can make a bracha after. He goes back and forth. What's it then? Okay, and all right. But we're leaving that out. So what's the Rav say? The Rav saying that there is a connection between Berachas HaMitzvah and Berachas Hanenin. More than that. So what is Berachas Hanenin? So now we come to the famous Gemara 26 in Brachas Taf Lam and Hevan Aleph, Tanar Banan. You're not allowed to have any benefit from Olam Hazeh without a bracha. Rashi explains to me, Kenenim and Hektish. Hashem owns everything. I can't just eat. You know, what, therefore, in Brisker lingo, what is a brachas hanenin? It's a matir, eat the food. That's what Gemara says. Without the, using the word matir, it's the same thing. Gemara is saying, until now, you're stealing. But afterwards, you make a bracha, then you're not stealing anymore. So the bracha is the license to go ahead and eat. Okay, right? Yeah.
It was, and then it was spoiled or something. It just tasted bad.
Okay, you didn't know, but at the time you made it, it's still good, I think.
Well,
right?
I don't know.
But it's still somehow. But anyway, so the Gemara is Pashup Shah and the Gemara. Takim Matir. Now, look in the last source, the Rambam 28. The Rambam says in Parak Aleph, before we look at Parak Aleph and Hilchos Brachas, now look at Parak Aleph of Hilchos Brachas, Halacha Beis. Umidivir Sofrim Levarach Al Kol Michael Tchila Vachakach Yehana Mena. Didn't that bunny have to make a bracha before every food, before you get on off? Okay? And even if you, whatever, if you smell something nice, B'chol Anenem Melo Bracha Mal. If you have Hano without a bracha, it's Me'ilah. We once spoke about how seriously you take that. Okay? And then he says in Halacha Gimel, the magic word, begin Halacha Gimel, one second, U'Kishen. Look at the Rambam. Just like you have to make a bracha on a birchas hanenin on food, so too you have to make a birchas hamitzvah on a mitzvah. So says the Rav. The Rambam said, look what he just say. If you don't do it, you're mock. You need a matir. So says the Rav, the same thing here. Right? The just like, it's the same concept. It's conceptually the same thing. You need a matir to make a, to recite, to eat, to perform a mitzvah. Just like you need a matir to eat food, that's brachas hanenin, kishem, so too, you need a matir to perform a mitzvah. And that's why the Gemara and Brachas, Nunalev, the early Gemara, saw no problem asking a kasher from brachas hamitzvah to a din regarding brachas hanenin, because the concepts are the same thing. If one has to be before, the other has to be before. It's the same idea. Alright? Now, in fact, it even works out well. I didn't print the book. Kiva Eger has the Gilgamesh Shas In brachas, you know, but davyud beis amalav, you know, but brachas we usually say suffik brachas lahakel, and it says you want, but maybe it only applies by brachas hamitzvah. He is distinguishing, but you know, Kriega does distinguish brachas hamitzvah b'chanan in regard to suffik brachas lahakel. No, we talked this out once. We spoke about how far does meila go. Because it's really gzela, then taka, we shouldn't say suffik brachas lahakel. So taka, some hold that that's only by brachas hamitzvah, not by brachas hanan. So we keep egus in stay on that sugim brachas after your days. But I don't think it means it's quite the same, because we don't find, even the Rambam, it's not me'ila if I do a mitzvah, it's not a maisa iser. If I eat food without a bracha, it's not a maisa iser. I'm sorry, it's a maisa iser, I'm stealing. You wouldn't say that if I perform a mitzvah. So I don't think you take the parallel that far. I would propose the difference in a permit and a license. Okay, a permit, you know, you need a permit to have a parade, you know, but it's not a mice instead of walking the street, you know. A license is something which otherwise would be totally forbidden. And I don't know if it works in English or not, but this is in my own head, I found that distinction, right? The difference between a permit and a license. But either way, it's a matir. And that's what the Rav says, that's why you have to say brachas. And therefore, misvara, it's logical to assume that, yeah, there's a mukkah and chumash for that. It happens to be the mukkah is by chumash and maishas. Okay, so that paradigm had to be somewhere, so it's here. Lo shachachti levorech. You need to make a brach, you need a matir. And interestingly, and then this Ramam is finished, that's the Rav.
Huh? There's a Rashi in, I think, I'm not sure, but I think it's in Chagiga.
Yeah.
Rashi says, כל הנהנים לא מזה ולא ברכה כאילו מעל מעל את הברכה.
Yeah, right, he stole the bracha. Yeah, you spoke that out of him, yeah. So I just want to, and that's the Rav, yeah.
The Rav is not making a position on the rice from the Ravana?
No, not that I know of. I may have said it, but then for sure it doesn't appear on the Shekhar's piece there. But I'm just saying that conceptually, now that we have this need of a matter, one could argue there's a root in the Torah for it, at least, you know, conceptually. That was the Rav. The Imre Emes is the Ger Rebbe, Rav Mordechai of Ger, was the son of the Sas Emes. So the Imre Emes, in his Likutim on the Mishnayos, he has on that Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Correct.
And he was buried on Tnai. That when it will become available, they wanted
to move him to Hazetim. Yeah.
And then they refused.
The garrison.
He's still there. He built the whole. The whole place looks like the shtibble in Gel.
Yeah, the whole built around it. Yeah, yeah.
So it's not. It's not like a Kohanim going there. It's an enclosed area.
It depends which area, I guess. Kohanim.
In Machne Yehuda.
Yeah. No, it's a separate. Yeah, it's across the street, right?
Yeah, you can go in. If you are Kohen, it's Tami.
It's a full. Oh, you don't have to worry.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Imre Emes on this says more or less mamish the same part as the Rav says, but not in Brisker terminology, but in Chassidish terminology. Okay, which obviously makes so much sense. I'm going to find it. I'll read it here, to you here. He says the same thing. Avadi, you have to make a bracha, and it's even for svara. It's even perhaps on the deraisa level. In what sense? So he says again, it's the same idea. Just he doesn't use the term mater. So he says, on this one, where is it? Here it is, Maaseh Sheni. On this mission, Maaseh Sheni. He says, Lo shachachti milurecha olahasik shemalav kasha haloha brachas hemrach medrabanan. Right? Our kasha. Ulam isa b'gemara gabe birchas hanenin. The Gemara says regarding birchas hanenin, shesvarehu sheosel ol adam shehanam elam alazebel obrocha. It's a svara, right? You're not allowed to have hanah, a physical hanah without a brocha. Umistoma gabe birchas hamitzas yesel svara zu, shekevin shamitzah yanos hanefesh, torshi alahakim lo brocha. That's a chsinisha. He says, you have to make a brocha before hanos haguf, so mitzas hanos hanefesh, Huh? Yeah, Hanos HaNefesh, everybody has to make a bracha. So I think he's saying the same thing. He compares it without, not because of matir, not that the Lipish way of learning, the spiritual way of learning, is a bracha before a spiritual Hano. So if you have to make a bracha on a physical Hano, everybody has to make a bracha on a spiritual Hano. And maybe the whole mukkah, and according to him, and this is what I just want to suggest to finish, my own suggestion, so you can take or leave it. But maybe that's dafke why the paradigm is afreshes tumas and maises. Because there's a meeting of physical, because it's food, it's being given to the kohen, there's a meeting of the physical and the spiritual. The act of separating, you know, that's the spiritual, that's the physical, that's the spiritual, you have to do a mitzvah. But what happens to this mitzvah? ate it, it becomes a physical, so maybe that serves as the marker. Okay.
Does it have a on this plus square?